For the next couple of minutes, I'm going to talk about the South Florida condo market, and the South Florida condo market continues to evolve. The super luxury market segment has good traction. The other market segments also have good traction, but we're starting to see the impact of the strong dollar and changes in the ability for people like the Brazilians to get their money out of the country. So you're seeing fewer Brazilians, but you're seeing more locals and more people moving here from the Northeast. So while the strong dollar's having an impact, for instance, people that bought their condos early and put down a lot in cash, well, they made a lot of money, even if it's only on the increase in value they get with the dollar versus their local currency. And you're seeing more locals and the Northeasterners buy. As the deposit terms change, you're seeing the more local people buy. And also you're seeing most of these projects going up in the urban locations. And as the prices on these condos rise and the cost to build new properties increases, you're going to start to see the comeback of the condo conversion. We've started investing in some condo conversions in other markets, and we're looking at Miami. And as soon as the numbers make sense, I got to believe that us and our firm and other firms out there will begin to invest in condo conversions too. So the condo conversion market is strong, is beginning to pick up steam. The standard condo business is strong. And the other segment of the multifamily housing market, apartments, well, my goodness, that just is raging. It is almost impossible to find a good site to build your apartment project today. And one of the big trends across the country and also here locally is to build your projects in the urban core. And it's not cheap to do that. It usually means you're building a high density project, a high rise. And if that's the case, then it's going to cost more than it would to build out in the suburbs. So as people want to move in where land is scarce and construction costs are high, it is inevitable that rents and prices will rise. And I hear everybody say, well, Jim, there's all kinds of land out there. Not, you know, get in your boat and drive up and down the coast. You'll see that every inch of South Florida's intracoastal, south of Aventura, is built up now. And if you want to build condos and buy land to do it in the next cycle, well, you're just going to have to buy something that's existing and tear it down. And what does that mean? That means the price will be even higher. So the fundamentals are pointing in the direction of a continuing increase in value in the long term for both for sale property, that's condominiums, and also on rental properties. And I can tell you now, if you think you're going to be able to live in a new project, you better get your eye peeled, because they're going to go fast. The best projects and the best locations are going to lease up. And the B quality projects, well, hell, heck, they're, oh, can I say hell on this station? I guess I just did twice, didn't I? Well, I know, D. Wash my mouth out with soap. Anyway, you better get moving, because you got to get your space. If you don't have your space where you want it, it's going to not be the same this time. There won't be blocks of empty condos. No, no, no. And remember, that didn't really last as long as people thought it would.